Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 2 Peter chapter 3, we said that God will judge those who offend Him or do not respond to Him. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Jesus in Matthew chapter 18 lets us know that the judgment will be worse on that person that offends more so than the person that just simply rejects. And Luke chapter 12 also reflects the same. Now, you may not be openly mocking, but if you don't respond to God's Holy Spirit, then, my friend, you will still go to hell. Now, only 8 people were saved in Noah's day. Those that were on the ark. Those that had believed, and they moved based on that belief. Not everybody mocked Noah. Not everybody made fun of his preaching. But they simply did not respond. And you'll notice verse 7 here of 2 Peter chapter 3. He says, "But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men." Now understand, my friend, that that word reserved, as we see it here again, it was used back in chapter 2, verse 9, and again in verse 17, we saw it. In verse 9, it said in chapter 2, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve," there's that word reserve, "the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished." Then in verse 17, "These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever." Now, at this point, he's not just speaking of Noah's day. He's speaking of our day. Isn't it interesting that a fire can be put out by water? And that flood, however, was so great it destroyed. And we found that the earth is now covered somewhere from 2/3 to 3/4 water. And yet, the day is coming in which it will be destroyed by fire. Revelation chapter 20, verses 14 and 15. Now remember, God wrote the book. He got it right the first time, and He doesn't lie. And He tells us in Revelation 20, 14 and 15, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Now, my friend, the day of judgment is a legal term. It refers to a sentence to be carried out. It is an official proclamation from God. Perdition speaks of unsaved men, men who are without salvation. They are eternally damned. They are ungodly, which means without God in their heart and life. And this day of judgment is coming. You can mock it. You can ignore it. But Jesus said in Luke 13:3, "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." My friend, when you're dealing with the matter of your soul, you're choosing between eternity in heaven or hell. Now, you can come down on the side of the evolutionist and the contemporary religionist and just decide, well, you know what? There's a majority of people believe this way, so I'm just going to go with their way. Well, you're the one that's going to end up in hell. Remember, it was the majority that called for the crucifixion of Christ. John W. Peterson penned these words, "Someday you'll hear God's final call to you to take his offer of salvation true. This could be it, my friend, if you but knew. God's final call. God's final call. How can you live another day in sin, thinking someday with Christ you will begin? Oh, will you hear above the world's loud din? God's final call. God's final call. If you reject God's final call of grace, you'll have no chance your footsteps to retrace. All hope will then be gone, and doom you'll face. Oh, hear his call. Oh, hear his call." Now, my friend, you are not prepared to live until you are prepared to die. And you are not prepared to die until you are prepared to meet God. And you are not prepared to meet God until you meet and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Yes, death is the king of terrors. It's a dreadful thing to face the king of terrors without the king of kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, why not receive Jesus Christ right now where you are? He'll save you. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me." He said, but does God really want me? In verse 9 of this chapter that we've been studying, 2 Peter chapter 3, it says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish." He doesn't want anybody to go to hell, but that all should come to repentance. In the book of Timothy chapter 2, he says that God would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's his desire. He said in Romans 10:13, that whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He says in John 6:37, "Him that come to me, I will in no wise cast out." In Romans 5:20, he says, "But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound." Yes, your sin may be terrible, it might be much, but our God is greater than all your sin. My friend, when Jesus shed his precious blood on the cross, dying for your sin, he paid the penalty for your sin. Your sin didn't go unpunished. He paid for it in full. Now, my friend, God loves you, and he not only wants to forgive you and cleanse you, but he wants to give you everlasting life. What must you do? Well, admit that you're a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That's you, that's me, that's all of us. No one is perfect, only Jesus Christ. And that's by whom we're measured, because he is the glory of God, and we come short of him. You might say, "Oh, I know some of those people in the church, I'm better than they are." Well, God's not measuring you by the hypocrites. By the way, why don't you find the very best Christian in the world and try to measure yourself by that one if you're going to measure yourself by people? Why, look at the lowest common denominator. But nonetheless, you're not compared to them. You're compared to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then repent. In Acts chapter 17, verse 30, "God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world." Repent has the idea of a change of mind. It's a turning from. You're turning from depending on yourself, from depending on religion, and you're turning from your sin, and you're turning to Christ. You're trusting him fully, completely, with your life and the eternity of your soul. And believing that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for your sins, and 3 days later rose from the dead, you receive him into your life as your Savior. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, it says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And in verse 13 he says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, that promise is to you. And you can ask the Lord to save you right now, right where you are. I'm going to form a prayer. This prayer will only be words if you don't mean it. But if you mean it, then I want you to pray this prayer that I'm going to pray for salvation. And ask the Lord to save you right now, won't you? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins and rose up from the dead. I right now receive Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, my friend, we just asked you to pray, and I trust that you prayed with me. Romans chapter 10, verse 11 says, for the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth will not be ashamed. Now, my friend, don't be ashamed of Jesus. If you just prayed and you just asked him to save you, would you write us and let us know? I have a booklet that I want to send to you that will show you how to grow in your new Christian life. It'll train you in things of doctrine, of prayer, Bible study, and it'll help you to grow in your new Christian life. And I'll send that to you absolutely free. Just write us and let us know and say, Brother Andy, I ask the Lord to save me listening to the broadcast. You might already be saved. You say, Brother Andy, I'd like to have a booklet that I could use to help new Christians to grow in their new Christian life. Or you might want to use it with its questionnaire at the end of each chapter. You might want to use it to help your own family and use it in family devotions to help them to grow in Christ and to get them a good biblical foundation. And I'll send that to you if you'll just write and ask me. We do want to hear from you. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Also, write us. We do like to hear from our listeners. We're not necessarily asking you to send us money. We're just asking you to write us and let us know that you're listening. If you have a Bible question, we would like to try to answer it for you. But my friend, we can't do that if you don't write us. So would you write us? We do want to hear from you. We want to know that people in your area are listening to this broadcast. So, my friend, please write us. And I do see that my time is up. So, my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, "May God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus."